I think it's a good thing that the parliament decided to cut off their own pay. But one of the biggest arguments that was put up is that we need to cut off the government expenses because there is no money in the country. And instead of asking the world state to decrease the payment and the expenses, people are just focusing on the parliament. And to me, I think this is a very, very unfair to behave that way.
Isaka, first of all, is it true that the members of parliament, that they're making at least $3,675 per month?
Yes. The thing is, this law is something that was applied to all the parliaments that were in Burkina Faso since 1992. When they came in as a parliament that went into the parliament with from an uprising, they discussed among themselves, should we keep this law? That way we should, MPs should be receiving this amount of pay. Shall we change the payment system? I know that the president of the parliament and some other people asked to cut off the payment. And some people within the same parliament said no. And most of those who were supporting this last solution are the ones who won in the first time in December. But somehow this information was leaked out from the parliament to the public opinion, and people start complaining.
This is a big problem in other countries in Africa where you have the majority of the people are poor and a few people in government are making more money.
Right now, with this transition, they only receive 10 million CFA for settlement, and they all have an average monthly pay more than $3,000. No one is complaining about that. You have civil society people who are their friends or their members of some civil society organizations, ministers of this government of transition, who receive 10 million for doing nothing. You know, this is your first day in cabinet. You have been given 10 million CFA to settle in. At the end of the month, you receive more than $3,000 as a monthly pay. In addition to that, you have a car with fuel. Your wife has a car with fuel. Your kids have a car with fuel. All the people in the civil society organization, we said, we agree that the state expenses should be cut off. But it has to be done by all the institutions of the state, from the presidency of the republic, the government, all the ministries, the parliament, and even the judiciary body. We have to cut off all the expenses. It shouldn't be only the parliament to cut off the expenses. This is the big problem we have now.